Ken Bell started his career with a hit comic book series, then moved on to become one of the top digital graphics designers for Saatchi & Saatchi and Gray worldwide. He's formed his own company called Graphic Planet, and we are going to talk to him about his color correcting techniques and production workflow. That's what it says in the script, but actually...
Now, let's talk about dogs.
No, we don't want to talk about dogs. We want to talk about whether... Ken, you were with us in March, and the big thing that was at that time is you were doing storyboards on an iPod. Are you still storyboarding on an iPod?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing some short films and stuff like that where I'm still doing all that stuff. Yep.
So the first question is it still working, and are you still willing to talk about it in public?
Oh, sure. Very sure. Very sure. It works great. It's just a great way to be able to see something ahead of time quickly and go about making sure that your vision, that you have a vision from beginning to end, and that you can see it through to the end.
Well, thinking of visions leads us to this next endeavor that you're on, a brand new thing. It's about a dog's life. How did you go from graphics and comic books to a dog's life, and what is it?
All right, well, what it is it's The Dog Files. It's www.thedogfiles.com. About 6 years ago, when I realized I was at the point in my life where I was a bit mellower, I wasn't going out as much, and I realized I was responsible enough, and it was time to go out and get a dog. So I got this dog at a shelter near me in Madison, New Jersey, and his name was Max. And if you watch the show at thedogfiles.com, he's the guy in the beginning, in the opening credits, and he's at the end. And this dog really just changed my life. And push it up a few years, Graphic Planet was going really well. And I was doing a lot of good stuff. I was doing some industrials. I was doing lots of work that I'm sure you're familiar with where someone hires you, and then they just tell you what they want. You know,
I've never known that to happen.
Yeah, you know,
I know, it's like, so creative.
Yeah, and you know, so I said, I need a more creative outlet. I need something. So what could I do that's realistic? What can I do as good as television does, maybe better? And what can I, and where I can just call the shots? And I said, you know, I want to do a great show about dogs. I mean, these are amazing creatures, and I think we deserve, I think they deserve our respect and our compassion. I think that, I mean, we created these animals, and I want to do something that can really help the animals, and, you know, to not have to work with actors, you know, choose actors, dogs. I don't know, I might pick the dogs.
All right, we just lost half our audience. All right, so continue. Now that you've insulted everybody with two
legs. I think
we
added half of our audience.
Those actors have dogs. They know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So tell us what The Dog's Life is.
Well, it's actually just called The Dog Files.
Dog Files, my fault.
And what it is me, I go out with my co-producer, Courtney, and we find different places right now along the East Coast that have great stories about people. It's everything you ever wanted about dogs and the people that love them. So the first episode, we have this shelter that does this great ice cream social where people come together. And they have ice cream, and then they have dog ice cream, and people meet, and everyone gets to see different dogs, and they make money for their shelter. We did an Ask the Vet segment where we talk to the vet, and he actually answers your questions without having to pay him. Next week, we're going to a wolf sanctuary, and we're doing an episode about the connection between wolves and dogs. An episode's going up tonight, which is a Bark in the Park at Liberty State Park in Jersey City over... looking the lower Manhattan there. So it's a really great episode, and it's really to bring awareness and fun and let people see dogs, because people don't get tired of seeing dogs.
Well, because this is a show that focuses on production, talk about how you produce these episodes. How long are they? What camera? What's the workflow?
Well, since you know, this genre of video podcast, it can pretty much be the length you want it. I want it to be the length where you're still interested. I don't want people to turn around. So generally, they're 3 to 6, 6.5 minutes, depending on the material we have. We find a place. We find something interesting. We contact the people. We go out there. Very small crew of 2 to 3 people. I don't think we've ever done anything where we had 4 people at. I use my HVX. It's very run and gun. We have our boom. We have a reflector, which always helps, makes everything look better. And we just make sure that when we get out there and we shoot, that we get good stuff that's focused and a nice exposure, good sound, and then we come back and I try and work my magic all in color, in After Effects, color correcting, so that we don't waste the time on the location. We're there for a few hours. Sometimes we're there for a day. Sometimes we're there for 3 hours.
And are you shooting a particular video format? And how are you compressing
well,
it?
Well, we're shooting with the HBX200. So I'm shooting in, I'm generally shooting in 720p, 24 frames a second. And we're shooting, you know, in DVC Pro.
And then what size are you putting on the web? How are you compressing?
Well, on the web, we have a few different sizes. The main one on our site, because I'm a stickler, if you go to our site, you'll see the website. The main one is an 800 pixels. It's a nice big one, so you really get a real good quality of what it looks like. But you can go to iTunes, and you can get a standard def, which is 360 by 640, or you can get a 720 version HD, and you've watched it on your Apple TV with a big screen TV, and it looks really awesome.
Now, this is obviously a new venture in your life, and
sure.
But eventually you're going to have to start making a little bit of money on this thing, or it's going to be very difficult to keep it going. What's your plans in the future?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. We're working with a few different companies. You know, when I started this, one of the reasons, like I said, was, first off, if you're going to start something like this, it's not a cliche. It better be something you love, because you're going to spend an awful lot of time doing it. And right now, there's not much I'd rather do. So I have a really good time every day when we're working on this. The other thing is do you have a market? The dog files, there are 80 million dogs in this country, and $40 billion is spent on them a year. These are the children for people nowadays, these dogs. And so we have a nice market. So it was good to get into an area where advertisers are actually interested. So right now we're talking to different companies, we're talking to dog food companies, and we're bringing in some sponsorship. Hopefully in the fall we'll be going with that.
That's super.
How are you encoding the software? What software are you using for editing and what
Well, like I always do, I edit in Final Cut Pro. Then I bring it using Automatic Duck. I go out to After Effects. Then I do all my color correction in After Effects. And listen, this is, you know, we're not making any money on this right now. I have to move fast. We use some great plugins I love Colorista. I love that plugin. We use that a lot for color correction. We add in some blur, some nice effects, some things that really pop it all out. Then we bring it back out as an animation codec and bring it back into Final Cut Pro. We take the sound. We do a few things to the sound in Soundtrack Pro. We just get rid of the do a little noise reduction, push it up, compress it a little bit, and it really pops it over the that's the real key to dialogue, is do two or three little things that will just pop it so that when the music's blasting, you can still hear the voices really nice.
So,
and when people hear that, sometimes more than the video, they'll go, wow, this is really well done. And that's really just, you know, a three-minute episode. That's just, you know, 4 or 5 hours of work right there. At that point, we bring it out as a QuickTime movie, a DVC Pro, and I bring it into Compressor, and I have a bunch of different presets set up because we have it on different websites. You know, so if I'm going to go to Vimeo and Vidler and YouTube, and the ones that we have on iTunes, you know, are two versions, and the one for online. And I just output them all, and you know, that's about it. I use H.264 for most everything. And you know, what I've noticed is a lot of people don't realize how far you can go with the compression. And really, I mean, we're doing 6-minute episodes that are 720p, and we're doing them. You know, we're getting them down to 65, 70 megs.
Wow.
You know, and they still look great. No one, I look at them, I stare at them on my 61-inch television, and I think they look pretty darn good.
And these are H.264 files?
Yeah.
Wow, you're doing you're a compressionist. You're an expert.
I don't know. I just think that some people just bring it down and don't realize that a lot of what they're keeping is stuff that the normal people just aren't going to see.
So you figure about 4 or 5 hours in post-production to turn this thing around?
No. 4 or 5 hours with sound.
Ah.
One of these episodes, I mean, listen, when we started a year ago, it was a solid 2 weeks to get an episode done from beginning to end. I'm a bit of a sadist in my perfection. I got to go back. I got to fix this. We got it down to about 6 days now. Hopefully we're going to get it down. And we have two of us now, so that doesn't really count because it's a few days for each of us. And hoping to get it down to about 4 days in the end. But, this show's being put out like 2 or 3 times a month right now. I don't want to put it out 5 days a week. I really want to put something out that just that really shines when people see it, something that people will look forward to. Because I think there's a lot of video out there now, a lot of podcasts with a lot of good information. But, you know, there's really not a lot of thought put into making something that's actually pretty. and something, you know, that's beautiful and entertaining and quick-paced. And so I think I'm trying to fill that void.
How's the traffic? Are you getting a good audience yet?
On our first video, we did about 12,000 people watched it, which was pretty darn good for, you know, I mean, a little social website traffic, you know, a lot of Twitter. I talked to a lot of people on Twitter, friend feed and stuff like that. But for really very little push, most people tend to think that was a pretty good start.
Yeah, of course, the more popular you get, the more bandwidth you're going to have here. And all of a sudden, you're going to get this big, huge bill in the mail.
Well, I'm on Libsyn. So that hasn't happened yet. I'm paying like 20 or 30 bucks a month, and I could put up about 500 gigs of stuff. So, you know, I probably every episode with the two or three different episodes is probably about 150 gigs. So I don't pay for bandwidth.
Ken, awesome. Ken, you're centered up in New Jersey. You're going to keep the show pretty much in New Jersey and keep it local?
Actually, we just did a little fundraiser, which is really cool. A lot of people through Twitter or Twitter friends and a lot of dog people all chipped in and donated, and we got enough money to get two plane tickets. So we're going to go out in October to the Midwest. We're going to go out to South Dakota in that area. There's a lot of stuff going on there. There's a lot of breed banning, people wanting to breed to ban different types of dogs where they really don't know anything about them. There's a lot of problem with people with the floods, with losing their dogs. So there's a lot of issues out there, so we're going to hit the Midwest, and we have some stuff down in Maryland. We have a great one coming up where we're going to be going to Florida, where these scientists are actually doing studies about how do dogs know that their owners are coming home, that they film these dogs, and no matter what time the owner comes home, 10 minutes before that owner gets there, the dog starts walking around and starts going up to the door. So, I mean, the great thing about dogs is there, I mean, if you look at the newspaper, if you watch TV, every day there's a dog story. So there's just so many different stories to do, you know, either health or training or law. Just recently, I think it was a mayor in Maryland had some guys come into his house with a subpoena, and they killed his dogs, two Labrador Retrievers, for basically nothing, you know. Do they have civil rights? You know, there's stuff like that. So there's so much to do, I can't ever imagine running out
of
anything.
And of course, you can expand too when you go to the Midwest. You can do the farm animal files.
Well, we already have a lot of things like the cat files, the animal files, reptile files, the bird files. So we're thinking ahead. But dogs are my first love. We'll hire someone else to do a lot of those.
On one of the chats that we're running, Toronto Pete is asking where he can see your videos. So what's your website?
All right, go to www.thedogfiles.com. I'd love to have had dogfiles.com, but someone in Eastern Europe owns it and they won't sell it to me. So it's www.thedogfiles.com. You could go to iTunes and the family and kids section, and they're in there, and you could download both. You could get them from our site. You can embed it. We have a blog where we have lots of stories about dogs, a forum. You can write us in and give us questions to ask for the next Ask the Vet episode, or if they have an idea for a show, maybe we can come and shoot it if it's a great idea, anything like that.
Would you be interested in taking video submissions from web visitors?
If anyone has any interesting stuff, you know, a lot of, on YouTube, it's very cat-orientated, but there's lots more dog stuff now. If anyone has any great stuff with their dog, you know, just go to the website, hit contact, tell us about it, and put it up somewhere so we can look at it, and we'll embed it on our site.
We can send some footage of Tripod, your three-legged cat that's running around.
The cat is not a dog. Yeah, even I understand this.
You know, we have a three-legged dog in the episode that's coming up tonight.
Well, he should meet the three-legged cat, Tripod.
Good name.
Ken, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. TheDogFiles.com sounds fascinating, and I wish you great success with it.
Great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Some very cool stuff, Michael. And the thing I like about it is you take a simple idea and you can just expand it, and all of a sudden it grows.
Well, it's like Serena says here in the chat, you know, build it and they will come. And Dog Files, they will come. I'm sure there's other sites out there, but what he does is probably much better.
And some very, very cool stuff. And also an interesting use, even though it's going to the web, of shooting DVC Pro HD. He's shooting bigger than he needs, and he's able to get different sizes.
Yeah, if you go to his website, you'll see that big old honking video right there at the beginning of the front page there, and it's very well compressed.